USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is expected to sign a budget bill today that keeps the government up and running. The Senate approved of the big budget compromise on Thursday. White House officials helped negotiate the year-end budget agreement. House Republicans are firing back at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who they say is getting cold feet regarding sending articles of impeachment over to the Senate. Republican Senator Steve Scalise of Louisiana says,
"This is bizarre behavior by the Speaker to think that she can somehow tell the Senate how to run an impeachment trial after she literally broke House rules to deny the ability for the minority to even present our case, the alternative case, which House rules require. They literally ignored and broke that rule."
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and a Utah woman is being charged after allegedly trying to buy a weapon of mass destruction through the Internet. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
AAA says nearly 116 million Americans will be traveling between December 21st and New Year's Day. That's roughly a 4% increase over the last year, and AAA spokesman Robert Sinclair says a lot of travelers will be dealing with headaches this holiday season.
We are anticipating more than 800,000 breakdowns among AAA members for the holiday travel period, with flat tires, dead batteries, and folks locking themselves out of their vehicles as the top three reasons.
Sinclair, speaking there on NBC News, also says that the worst time to travel is the day after Christmas, mid to late afternoon. Pasadena, California is gearing up for the Rose Bowl game and the Tournament of Roses parade on New Year's Day. Jesse Baker with the U.S. Secret Service says everyone needs to be vigilant during high-profile events.
If something seems out of place, if something is unusual, if it doesn't fit with the narrative of what you've seen, you got to let someone know.
The game will feature the Oregon Ducks taking on the Wisconsin Badgers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The flu is continuing to cause havoc across the country. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The flu outbreak is getting worse across America. Some examples, the state of Minnesota reporting 3 more deaths and 60 schools there are affected. An entire school district in Atlanta closed a day early for the holiday break because of the flu. And Arizona is dealing with more than 4,300 cases so far this season, including about 900 reported in just the past week. A report from the pharmacy chain Walgreens shows the worst hit areas are Omaha, Nebraska, and Chattanooga, Tennessee.
The Senate is looking into recent California wildfires and the electrical grid around the state as they investigate Pacific Gas and Electric's role in those deadly wildfires. Among the witnesses testifying before the Energy and Natural Resources Committee was PG&E CEO Bill Johnson.
Well, PG&E is deeply sorry for the role that our equipment had in those fires and the losses that occurred because of them. And we're taking action to prevent it from ever happening again.
Johnson also talks about the internal power outages that PG&E implemented to prevent fires.
We took the unprecedented step of intentionally turning off power for safety, and this decision affected millions of our customers, caused them disruption and hardship, even as it succeeded in its goal of protecting human life.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.